This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
I wish we were in D.C. today because I'd love to go down and get an impeachment cocktail at one of the bars that's going to be open today at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
But only in D.C. can you start drinking at 9 a.m.
I'm telling you. See, I remember when I was in college and we would have a little bit of snow. There might be like, maybe an inch of snow. But because the entire area shuts down because they can't handle it, the bars would open at 9 a.m. So the VU at the University of Maryland, which was once a landmark icon of just pure hedonism, which is it's no longer there. I mean, it's renamed. But it's not the same thing. It's a bad remake. But anyway, they used to open the VU at 9 a.m. when it would snow, and people would go start drinking at 9 a.m. And that's what this sounds like here with these bars and what they're doing in D.C. And they got all kinds of cocktail specials too.
That's well, it's almost like a Super Bowl event, right? Everybody's like it's like a company sport almost.
Yeah, people and watch for it. Political nerds, this is huge for them.
So weird.
Is there a quid pro quo drink? And what are some of the key words?
All right, so I got some cocktails here. Like Duffy's Irish Pub, for example, in the district's H Street Northeast neighborhood will feature what it's dubbing Happy Hearing Hours, $5 rail drinks, and $2 off all drafts and wine during all impeachment hearings. I don't know how you get a glass of wine at 9 a.m. when you're watching impeachment, but I think you got to go cocktails or beer. The Watering Hole, which boasts 8 large flat-screen TVs with a stadium sound system, because you got to hear Adam Schiff and stadium sound. I mean, who would want to miss that? Says it's also whipping up a pair of impeachment beverages to mark the occasion. Bartenders will be serving a subpoena colada.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Subpoena colada.
And a drink called James and the Giant Impeachment.
So with peach schnapps or
so
something?
I would think peach schnapps, right? Union Pub says we'll be open for business at 9:50 a.m. on Wednesday, just 10 minutes before the hearing is scheduled to begin. The Capitol Hill Tavern will be showing everything impeachment on all its TVs, and we'll be featuring a surplus of specials. For $7, customers can pick up a variety of peachy cocktails, including its, quote, impeachment please, which is made of the peach-flavored Jim Beam, simple syrup, and orange bitters. Or another cocktail, I got 99 problems, but impeachment ain't one. It's a I hate these people so much.
Yeah, me too.
It's a peach vodka.
Thank you for saying that.
Peach vodka, peach schnapps, orange juice, Sprite, and lemon libation. I got 99 problems when impeachment ain't one. For bar goers who plan on guzzling beer while they catch the impeachment hearings, there will be a $15 Bud and Bud Light bucket special available. The Midlands Beer Garden is going to open up at 9:30 a.m. today to show the hearings on 2 100-inch projectors.
Whoa.
That's so sweet.
They will also be offering $6 Irish coffee and mulled ciders. Actually, a mulled cider sounds really, really
sound good
right now. Co-owner Robin Webb also noted that the establishment has a large bottle of champagne behind an enclosure with the message, quote, in case of President Pelosi, break glass. Get it?
Yes, the glass ceiling.
Right. And then I guess then what, I mean, you can't kill a vampire with glass, so that's not going to help you. I mean, maybe you could aim the champagne cork at her head and fire it at her. Ah! And then she dodges that.
Unless it's made of garlic or something.
Garlic glass. Hawk and Dove, my old stomping ground, one of Capitol Hill's oldest dining and drinking destinations. And by the way, if you ever go to D.C. with your family and you want a good place on Capitol Hill to go eat, they used to have the best mozzarella sticks in the world. I don't know if they still do, but they were really good back then. They're going to open at 10 a.m. today. They're going to serve up its happy hour menu all day long. TVs will be tuned to the impeachment hearings. A general manager tells for patrons to watch the goings-on, or you could just listen live with audio. So if you don't want to watch, you can just listen to the audio, which will be streamed throughout the bar. So
on the radio.com app.
It may very well could be.
It
I know
be.
KYW is going live with it at 10 today.
Yeah, on the radio.com app, it'll be all day. It'll be streaming.
All day.
God.
All night. No, they're carrying it on the radio. I'm serious. I was told to say that.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yes. It's good to know.
Who told you to say that, by the way?
No, I'm kidding. I really wasn't.
Last time I checked, I was the one in charge here.
He's in charge. I'm just kidding.
The corporate overlords.
The overlords.
You want to make sure that we plug that.
No.
So you could go start drinking. I have to be honest with you. If I was working in D.C., and like if we did a show in D.C. right now and the show ended, I would absolutely go to a bar. I would just to see it, just to observe what this is like. It's an experiment to monitor this. These political nerds who are there so excited. But I'm telling you, because D.C. is the way it is, half the bar is going to be pro-impeachment, half the bar is going to be anti-impeachment. So it's actually going to be kind of funny to watch. I mean, it would be a spectacle to go and watch this and to see the people yelling at the TVs like it's a bar.
It's going to be like a Eagles Giants game with half the bar is the Giants fans, half the bar is Eagles fans.
They always say DC is Hollywood for ugly people, and the nerd factor is huge, but they're all in today. I mean, they're all in on this.
By the way, if like you said, there's some beer specials, like the pro impeachment people ain't drinking beer. They're drinking the Chablis
and they're not drinking those cool cocktails either. They're going in and going, what do you have in the white varietal? Something sweet,
rosé with a little ice.
Yeah, a rosé with ice. Or do you have any Michelob Ultra? I'm watching my carbs.
They definitely drink that.
I need to make sure my carbs. I still have to be an attractive looking staff member on Capitol Hill. I hate all those people.
Me too.
That's right. I mean, I work. That was where in some ways, I would feel like it's homecoming at Maryland if I went today to go to one of these bars. I guarantee I know people who are there. And people in politics love to drink. They do. They also, and this is why it shows you how it's so different from America. Like most, 99% of people are going to get up today, go to work, and not tune in a freaking second of this, right? 99%. They got the kids, they got work, they got stuff to do that. But in D.C., you would think this was the single most important issue, right?
Yeah, it's not.
And I think this is a great way to show you the contrast between D.C., this dichotomy that exists between the swamp, as it's called, and then America, right? Because I don't know any other place that maybe a couple lefty cities that'll do some bar. But again, I would say they're also a dichotomy. You know, like if San Francisco or New York City or even Philly, if they start doing impeachment bar specials, and maybe they have them today, again, it's not exactly real life. But the average person who's getting on SEPTA at 5:30 in the morning to go take their kids to daycare to then go to work doesn't give a rat's ass about a bunch of well-paid white people drinking at bars at 9:30 in the morning watching impeachment.
It's
Am I
true.
Right?
It's true.
I mean, how many people you think like think about people in this country who are struggling? And say they're African American and they're struggling, right? They're just trying to get by. They may not have the disposable income to be able to go buy these because these cocktails are going to be like $12, right?
Oh, of course,
like $12.
Oh,
bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
They're also wondering, what are these people doing to make my life better? And then they turn on the TV and they see them sitting at a bar drinking all day and cheering like Adam Schiff, you know?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I'm sorry, but this does not play well with a lot of voters in this country. You know what I mean? Like everybody thinks about. They always talk about Trump and the white voters but I'm telling you right now, if I had to get my family on a bus or take them to daycare and go to work and I'm doing a blue collar job or something like that and then I see that these yuppies are going to the bars and spending $12 on a freaking peach cocktail at 9:30 in the morning, you know what I mean? I'm mad.
Even if you're anti-Trump, you're like, you know what, screw these people.
Yeah, I hate these people.
Out and Z.
And that's what I mean. It's like, if you're sitting on traffic and you go, like, well, how's that infrastructure bill coming? You idiots, you know? Like you're sitting in traffic and you're going, I don't understand. Where's the infrastructure bill that I was promised by you? Instead, you're drinking schnapps. You're drinking peach schnapps. And I'm telling you right now, people don't like this stuff. It doesn't play. It's why in D.C., when you work there, it's not real life. It's like Never Neverland. You know what I mean?
Never
it really is. It's like Never Neverland. No. I read a story yesterday. People that I used to work with on Capitol Hill, they're getting all these like gigantic government contracts, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, just unbelievable stuff. You could be an aide on Capitol Hill and you'll make a decent living and you'll feel like you're the epicenter of the universe. When you're ready to leave and go make more money, some lobbying firm will hire you and pay you lots more money. And then, you think you are the cat's meow, as they say. And then you leave D.C. and you realize people go, so what do you do for a living? You go, well, I'm a lobbyist. Oh, you're scum. You're the con scum. You're absolute. You're right. You are the things that we're trying to like cleanse. Yes. I don't know. I mean, I think that the Democrats got to be very, very careful with this. And they know this. I mean, there are some that know this anyway. The leadership knows this. They're nervous that this is going to backfire in their faces today. And it's gonna make them all look like a bunch of elitist jackasses. I don't know another way to put it. But and again, I wish we were there because I'd love to go to a bar and observe all this just for the commentary aspect of it.
Absolutely.
You know what? Maybe what we should do is if this continues, maybe at some point we should go down to D.C. and do a live show at a bar. And then, you know.
Or another venue.
Well, right. Right. Don't say it yet. But, okay. Or another place, too. But I don't know if there'll be cocktails there or not. I don't know. He doesn't drink. But I'm just saying, like, I think a bar might be a good, we could do a live show at some point that could be fun. Right? Just kind of just to observe.
Just a people watch, as they say, right?
Yeah, just a people watch. Just a people watch and realize, and you go there and you realize, maybe we can take a bus down there. Because the first thing you do when you go down there is, I don't mean the tourist stuff. I mean, when you watch stuff like this happen, you go, my God, this is so different than the rest of the country. Yeah. It's just so different. Really, that's why the swamp is such a good analogy for this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.